Welcome to KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. A new music festival is coming to Seattle. It is an idea from local billionaire Paul Allen. Early next summer, for 3 days, Pioneer Square will host a bunch of live shows at a conference for people in the music industry. One of the goals of the Upstream Festival is to help local artists stay here and make a living from their music. I asked music journalist and Seattle native Ann Powers, how come Seattle bands can't do that now?
Historically, the U.S. has had amazing regional scenes, but the American recording industry has been centered in just a couple of cities. Let's say three cities, New York, Los Angeles, and Nashville, Tennessee, where country music lives. There have been moments when other cities, say Detroit, for example, had a great recording scene. But the industry and many of the major studios, the places where music is not maybe initially created, but recorded, committed to tape, to vinyl or whatever, those have not always been in places like Seattle. Now that's changing so much, and that's why I think it's actually prescient to say this could be a time when bands do stay in their hometowns. Happening more and more.
Yes, this is a time of change. Let's talk about how this festival, Upstream, is involved in that. How does the festival want to make Seattle more of a center of recording?
Well, the festival wants to highlight what Seattle already is, which is a great place for creative people to live and work. I think it's an interesting moment for Paul Allen. Full disclosure, my former employer, I used to work at Experience Music Project. I think it's an interesting moment for Allen to be creating this festival because there are challenges within Seattle now with rising rents and costs that have, because of the booming economy for creatives. So in a way, this is it's a way of fighting back against creative people, artists, specifically, who might be leaving the town. At the same time, Seattle has never been more in the national and international spotlight. If you think about in the 90s when Seattle rock really dominated the zeitgeist, that was, you know, a small event next to Seattle culturally now as it stands on the world scale, where it's not only music, it's also obviously tech, it's a beautiful place to live. It's a fast-changing population. All of those things have made the world aware of Seattle in new ways, and that seems like one reason why doing a festival like this might work.
Against that backdrop, what is going to happen at this Upstream Festival next year that would advance that goal of making it possible for the music scene to stay here instead of being L.A., New York, Nashville?
I think there's a lot of potential for Upstream to become a great event that highlights Pacific Northwest musicians. Whether or not it becomes a root cause for musicians to stay in Seattle is another matter. South by Southwest in Austin, for example, which is probably the best known city-based, urban-based music festival in the world, has done so much for the city of Austin, but has it really kept Austin musicians in town? I don't really think that's been the effect. It's drawn attention to the city. At the same time, as South by Southwest has grown, in fact, Austin musicians are less highlighted within that festival. So I see Upstream as having the potential to be part of a kind of larger project that would also have to include initiatives that make it easier for artists to stay in Seattle through perhaps subsidized housing or other programs, you know, that would help them year round. What I do think Upstream can accomplish is drawing attention to deserving local artists. And Seattle's scene is so diverse, and it's only associated in the minds of people elsewhere with a few things, right? Obviously, the great legacy of Northwest rock. I think, you know, Seattle hip-hop has definitely become better known on a wider scale because of Macklemore's success. But there's so much more happening in Seattle. And as a native Seattleite, what I'd love to see is people coming from all over and hearing great jazz, hearing great indie pop, hearing great singer-songwriters, hearing great R&B, all of those kinds of artists who are also in Seattle who deserve a larger hearing.
Now let's focus on another goal, stated goal of next year's Upstream Music Festival. The organizer says that he wants to focus on how artists can make money now that the traditional record sales model has gone away. I'd like to know, how can they?
Well, isn't this the million-dollar question, Bill? How do artists make money? How do they even survive and sustain themselves in a totally different music industry? And I think Seattle's an interesting setting to talk about it. I know Upstream is going to have a whole conference component as well as the music festival aspect. And I hope to see dialogues among artists, people who've worked in the more conventional music industry, including those leaders at labels like Sub Pop, who really have been major innovators in the music business, and Hardly Art, another great local label. I'd like to see those people in dialogue with representatives from, you know, giant corporations like Amazon, for example, or Microsoft, these Seattle-based corporations that have both been part of the reason why it's become hard for artists to earn a living and also offer the promise of new ways to make a living. So it's possible the dialogue could get a little tense sometimes, but I think if everyone's open and really thinking about change and putting artists' interests first, which honestly has historically rarely happened in the music industry, then something really good can come out of this conference and festival.
Ann Powers, music journalist. She, too, left Seattle. She's in Nashville now. We're talking about the Upstream Music Fest that's going to happen in May of next year in Seattle's Pioneer Square.